Malaysia's new Prevention of Terrorism Act will allow suspects to be detained indefinitely without trial with approval from a government-appointed five-person board and with no right to judicial review. Malaysia's Minister of Home Affairs, Zaid Hamidi, says the act is needed to combat the threat of militant groups such as Islamic State.
The threat is real. We have to pass it now. And I don't think we should take the risk. And we have to prepare ourselves to prevent not only fighters within the country, but also foreign fighters.
Police have detained dozens of Malaysians with links to Islamic State, including one group earlier this month who were allegedly plotting attacks against local targets. The government vows the Anti-Terrorism Act will not be used against people solely for their political beliefs. Unlike the old Internal Security Act, or ISA, which the government abandoned only 3 years ago. Opposition politician Tian Chua was detained for 2 years without trial under the ISA and says he worries the authorities will similarly use the new law against political opponents.
IS enter as a convenient time for the government to justify why they need to reintroduce the law. In fact, the real pressure for reintroducing such a measure actually coming from the conservative grassroots of the ruling party, not necessarily purely out of security concern.
The reintroduction of detention without trial comes amid a police blitz against government critics. Dozens of opposition politicians, lawyers, social activists and journalists have been arrested in recent weeks under the Sedition Act. They are accused of acts or statements that could incite hatred against the government, royalty or a race. Prime Minister Najib Razak had earlier promised to scrap the Sedition Act. Instead, the government has moved to strengthen it further, arguing that it's needed to maintain harmony in this multiracial country. Opponents worry that it is just another sign of the narrowing room for dissent in Malaysia. Mahir Ramakrishnan for VOA News, Kuala Lumpur.